Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Winter has made a comeback and in turn has caused a ton of car crashes around the state.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, Utah Highway Patrol tells me we've had more than 140 crashes since yesterday morning. Most of them have happened along the Wasatch Front, especially in the Salt Lake Valley. Nephi's also had a really bad patch and seeing some snow again this morning. And most of these crashes with this storm have been single vehicles losing control, spinning out in the bad weather. Thankfully, though, I've been told by Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Chris Bishop that as of yesterday, at least, there were no serious injuries involved with any of these crashes. A lot of people, even in rollovers, were wearing their seatbelts, so were able to get out of those unscathed. Bishop telling me this morning that they're reminding everyone that the fastest you should be going is the speed that you can control your car. So if you have to speed way down on the freeway if you're in bad weather, do that because you don't want to get in a wreck. Live Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The storms are going to keep on coming, too. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
And the Earth's sprinkler system is going to keep going off for days, starting with more rain and snow showers today and tomorrow.
Friday and Saturday, both with highs in the upper 50s. We'll dry out on Wednesday, partly cloudy, 55. It's short-lived. We got another chance for showers with a high of 60 on Thursday.
That's KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson, and he says that temperature-wise, we're about 10 below the normal today, but it's a steady climb into warmer territory until we shake off the rain on Thursday.
Friday and Saturday, both with highs in the upper 50s, then 61 for Easter Sunday with a slight chance for some showers.
Just make sure to keep your jacket on your shoulders or around your hips the rest of this week. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The weekend storms added a lot more snow to the mountains. The KSL Weather Center says some of the top totals include Alta, which reported 24 new inches, Snowbird had 21, Brighton with 20, and Solitude with 14. In the valleys, Brigham City, Red Butte, and Draper reported over an inch of rain, with Holiday, Alpine, Hill Air Force Base, and Woods Cross with just under an inch.
2 feet of new snow, and all of that will mean an extended spring skiing season.
Snow Basin, Deer Valley, and Park City have announced they'll be open until the third week of April, and with more snow happening this week, we could see other resorts following suit. Director of Communications for Ski Utah, Allison Palmentier, says our extra snowy February really helped create these perfect spring skiing conditions.
That's KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Utah isn't the only place dealing with storms. ABC's Allison Kosick is on the storm watch.
A spring wallop across the country. 16 states from California to Michigan under winter alerts. The Twin Cities covered with snow and ice.
It's almost April and we're going to get the pretty hefty snowstorms.
It's pretty crazy.
Winter storm warnings for Minnesota and Wisconsin in effect through Tuesday. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. More than a foot of snow possible in some areas.
Strong, dry winds have much of Texas under a fire watch.
Several of our local school districts are holding spring break over the next few weeks, and those taking a flight out of town to find warmer weather should not have to deal with any more flooding at the airport tunnels.
The underground tunnel between the two concourses flooded several weeks ago. Airport spokesperson Nancy Vollmer says it was a short-lived delay.
We're able to use a tunnel, and we're able to do that about, 3 hours after the initial flooding was discovered.
Passengers were detoured to a service tunnel or shuttled to their next gates. Vollmer says some pumps were used to clear the water and more pumps will be installed as a permanent solution. She says the tunnel is essentially a floating tunnel as it sits on an old lake bed. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police say they arrested a suspect in last summer's fatal shooting in front of the former New Yorker nightclub. KSL.com reports officers detained 23-year-old Molotov Fasiki Vianuku on Friday. Salt Lake Police Chief Mike Brown says this arrest caps a lengthy investigation, and he hopes it ends the fear of retaliation in the community.
First look traffic. We go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the snow is really affecting travel now on I-80 and the 201 freeway coming out of Tooele County. It's been blasting the road down from Payson on south, and crashes on I-15 and Spanish Fork have caused some especially northbound delays this morning. And SR-73, the further west you go past Eagle Mountain, the worse the conditions get. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The total solar eclipse won't be visible here in Utah next month, so a lot of people plan to take a road trip. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
Tracking more than 150,000 geotagged posts on X, the car seat company DNO determined Utahns are more likely than people from any other state to travel to see the eclipse. The eclipse's path spans from Mexico northeast from Texas to New York. One of the closest cities you'll be able to see the total eclipse from, and the city that most people are traveling to, is Dallas, Texas.
We will be able to see a partial eclipse here in Utah.
Well, Utah State's magical season came to an end last evening. The Aggies surpassed expectations, winning Mountain West Conference regular season title, making it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. But they ran into a real buzzsaw last night when they played number one seed Purdue. They got beat by like 40 points.
Oh, wow.
I did see a post last night from the athletic director, though. Looked like it happened around 10 or 10:30 when the team got home. There were fans.
Oh, good.
Waiting for them there on campus. We're going to go in depth on the Aggies tournament run coming up in about 10 minutes.
Major League Baseball star Shohei Ohtani will talk to reporters for the first time since his former interpreter was accused of stealing millions of dollars from him. More from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The Dodgers fired Ipe Mizuhara last week after questions were raised about wire transfers amounting to more than $4.5 million allegedly sent from Ohtani's bank account to a California bookmaker. Mizuhara initially told ESPN that Ohtani knew about his gambling debts and paid them off for him, but a day later, Mizuhara insisted Ohtani had no knowledge of the debts and had not transferred the money. A spokesperson says Ohtani is the victim of a massive theft.
The IRS says they are also investigating the former translator.
People in a Sugar House neighborhood are talking about the announcement that they're getting a Trader Joe's store. Here's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
The grocery store chain says they don't have a timeline of exactly when this would happen, but they do know one thing. At the Sugar House location at 2160 South, 700 East would be perfect. Nearby business owner Hawk Doe says even though surely it would bring more vehicle and foot traffic, people would still love it.
I just feel like if this one comes here, I think it might even split up the downtown traffic, you know, with this one.
According to a press release, the grocery store chain, quote, consulted their maps and found the Sugar House location to be a perfect place. The grocery store made the announcement on Friday. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.